Lesson 73. Need, normal, abnormal, defective. One of the difficulties with the verb need is that it is, in fact, two verbs. One is a normal verb, whilst the other is abnormal or defective. For the moment, we'll just think of it as a normal verb. What is one of the difficulties with the verb to need?
One of the difficulties with the verb to need is that it is, in fact, two verbs. One is a normal verb, whilst the other is abnormal or defective.
What would you do if you needed a haircut?
If I needed a haircut, I'd go to a hairdresser's.
What do you think you need more than anything else in your life?
I think I need a car more than anything else in my life.
What do you think your town needs more than anything else?
I think my town needs playing fields more than anything else.
To, towards. We have two sentences. I'm going to London and I'm going towards London. I'm going to London means that I have the intention of arriving in London, whereas I'm going towards London usually means I have the intention of going somewhere between here and London, but not necessarily to London. What's the difference between these two sentences? I'm going to London and I'm going towards London.
I'm going to London means that I have the intention of arriving in London, whereas I'm going towards London means I have the intention of going somewhere between here and London, but not necessarily to London.
If I had a car and you wanted to go to the next town from here, and I told you I was going towards that town, would you come with me?
If you had a car and I wanted to go to the next town from here, and you told me you went to the next town,
what would you do instead?
I'd catch a bus or a train, etc. instead.
Composite words. Compose. Hyphen. Ash. Tray. A composite word is a word composed of two words connected with a hyphen. For example, sitting room, which is a room where we sit, and ashtray is a tray in which we put ash. What's a composite word?
A composite word is a word composed of two words connected with a hyphen.
Give me an example, please.
Sitting room.
What's a walking stick?
A walking stick is a stick we use for walking.
What's a dressing room?
A dressing room is a room where we dress.
Much better, much more, etc. Why do you speak English much better now than you did 6 months ago?
I speak English much better now than I did 6 months ago because I've had much more practice.
Why is a Rolls-Royce much more expensive than an ordinary car?
A Rolls-Royce is much more expensive than an ordinary car because it takes longer to make than an ordinary car.
Fall, temperature, atmosphere. What's the contrary of the verb to rise?
To fall is the contrary of the verb to rise.
Is the temperature of the atmosphere falling this month?
Yes, the temperature of the atmosphere is falling this month. Or, no, the temperature of the atmosphere isn't falling this month, but it's rising.
If your body temperature falls a lot, what ought you to do?
If my body temperature falls a lot, I ought to go to bed and call a doctor.
Tooth. Teeth. What's the plural of tooth?
The plural of tooth is teeth.
Have you ever lost any of your teeth since you were a child?
Yes, I've lost some of my teeth since I was a child. Or, no, I've never lost any of my teeth since I was a child.
Seem. Does it seem to you as if it'll rain later?
Yes, it seems to me as if it'll rain later. Or, No, it doesn't seem to me as if it'll rain later.
Why do some people seem older or younger than in fact they are?
Some people seem older or younger than in fact they are because of the way they live, whether they live a healthy or unhealthy life, whether their lives are hard or easy.
Does it seem warmer to you today than it was yesterday?
Yes, it seems warmer to me today than it was yesterday. Or, no, it doesn't seem warmer to me today than it was yesterday.
Several. Are you ill several times during the year?
Yes, I'm ill several times during the year. Or, no, I'm not ill several times during the year.
Is Europe composed of several different countries?
Yes, Europe is composed of several different countries.
Do you think it's better to study English from several books or from just one?
I think it's better to study English from just one book.
Why?
Because it's always better to know one book very well than several books badly.
Wise wisdom. Do you think that people who live in the country are wiser than those who live in the town?
Yes, I think that people who live in the country are wiser than those who live in the town. Or, no, I don't think that people who live in the country are wiser than those who live in the town, but I think they are less wise.
Do you think wisdom comes with age?
Yes, I think wisdom comes with age. Or, no, I don't think wisdom comes with age. Or, with some people, wisdom comes with age, whilst with others, it never seems to come.
Suddenly. If I suddenly threw my pen at you, would you be able to catch it?
Yes, if you suddenly threw your pen at me, I'd be able to catch it. Or, no, if you suddenly threw your pen at me, I wouldn't be able to catch it.
Pain. What's the greatest physical pain you've ever suffered?
The greatest physical pain I've ever suffered was a great pain in my stomach.
Certain. Is there anything in this life that we can be completely certain of?
Yes, there's something in this life that we can be completely certain of, and that is death.
Pass by. From where you're sitting, can you see people passing by the window?
Yes, from where I'm sitting, I can see people passing by the window. Or, no, from where I'm sitting, I can't see people passing by the window.
Inverted commas. Snowstorm, think of as...